Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. Today is the first day that we will do a guided meditation. I'm a little bit hesitant about it, frankly, because I've never done a guided meditation without seeing the people in front of me so that I could see how we're doing and what's happening. But I did write a book that's designed to be used for people to meditate with. It's called Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You. And at Bob's suggestion, we're going to go through it passage by passage, which is going to take us about 26 days. And we're going to talk through meditation, guided meditation. Excuse me. I want to be sure that in the process of doing this, that we set the stage each time we meditate. Yesterday I commented that you could meditate wherever you are, and that is true. That is so true, because you do not want to deny yourself the right to do something that doesn't have to be long, just because the circumstance isn't perfect or right. Perhaps some people call it prayer. Some people call it continual prayer or continual meditation, which is always being open. I don't expect that today with our first day, nor do I expect you today to be able to steal all your thoughts unless you've been meditating for years and years and years. And even then, a simple thought now and again will creep into the mind. For example, I thought today about, what am I going to say? How am I going to spend 15 minutes talking through a guided meditation for such a simple passage. But I think it's in setting the stage that we actually can take any meditation, whether it's 2 minutes, 2 seconds, 2 hours, or 2 days, or whether it's continual meditation, mindfulness. Whatever it is, you have to set the stage, begin the process. And so today, as I do always, I'm going to give a simple plea that we join ourselves together and send good thoughts to those that we do not love. I would like to think that you are always sending good thoughts to those that you love. I would like to think that, as Shri Yukeshwar said, you are looking with joy when you see the people around you happy, that you have no expectations about how they live their life because your desire is for them to live in peace and be happy. In turn, your obligation and focus should be on your life and living your life in peace and being happy. So many times people forget to do that, but for now, we're going to send our peaceful thoughts, our happy, unified thoughts to all those in the world in need, all those who are unlovable, all those whose conduct causes to turn our backs, perhaps, and not act in a loving way. And in the act of doing that, we're going to invite into ourselves the spirit of love. So then, in the future, when we come upon an unlovable person, we will not be repelled by them, but instead we will see the innocent child in them that led them to or at least began the process of leading them to where they are. So I ask that we all join our thoughts and send good, loving, kind, thoughtful, your highest thoughts and deeds, all the wishes for all that you want to everyone around the world so that we can begin a domino effect of peace. Now, in the process of doing that, I would like to think that we all, every one of us, took 3 deep breaths. There's something magic in the number 3. I've come to know that over many years. But 3 deep breaths are truly magical. And as we go through this process of learning to breathe, learning to meditate, or perhaps just listening and meditating, being an expert at meditation, it's important to breathe. You start with your nose, 1 long breath coming up through your feet. You take that breath up over your crown chakra, down your back, across your shoulders, continuing down, 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 out through your feet, breathing out with your mouth as you go down. You take your second breath, bringing that breath with your nose up, across your calves, across your thighs, across your chest, up, bringing it to the crown chakra, opening your crown chakra as you breathe, blowing now as you go down across the back of your head, breathe out with your mouth, releasing the air as it goes down through the soles of your feet. One more breath, please. Starting at the soles of your feet, pulling the air through your nose, up again, up the front of your body. Feeling the healing energy of this new, clean, clear breath. Opening your crown chakra at the top of your head, and then as the air goes down, blowing the bad air, the illness, the sadness, the ability to allow ourselves to get caught in chaos and suffering and disorder and dis-ease, blowing all of that energy out through the soles of your feet. Today we're going to talk about the first passage in Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You. I think believing that you are uniquely created, that you have a divine antenna, is perhaps one of the hardest things for people to do. And it is in soulful meditation that you find your inner divinity. And in your inner divinity, there is waiting a part to recognize that you are enough just as you are with a divine mission. The first passage is absolute love is your birthright. The Divine One's love for you is unconditional. You are perfectly created from the Divine One who sees your perfection no matter what you do. You are loved. So for a few minutes here, let's think about what love, unconditional love, means. Let's breathe in and think an affirmation. I am who I am supposed to be. Blow out those energies, those thoughts, those experiences from the past that have told you you aren't. They're heavy. They may actually only be little sparks of featherweight matter, but they are heavy. Blow out those lessons your parents taught you that you had to do something in order to be enough, in order to be absolutely loved by God. I am enough. I am enough. Blow out those lessons. Draw in a good positive air and blow out as you exhale those lessons learned in church and Sunday school. That you had to be a perfect child. That you had to follow all the rules. That Jesus was watching you. And that if you weren't up to speed, Jesus was going to condemn you to hell. Or those lessons learned in the mosque, that if you weren't perfect in reciting the Quran, Allah could not love you. Allah loves all of us. Allah loves each and every one of us. Anything that anyone has told you in a religious context was not truly meant by those who gave the message to deny your value, to deny their connection to you, your divinity, yourself. Those things were said to you to encourage you to aspire to be love. Starting first with loving yourself. But what has happened, as happens so often in this fear-driven body owned by man, is we tend to pervert messages. We tend to destroy. So for today, don't destroy yourself. Breathe in positive air, knowing that you are absolutely loved by God. Absolutely. No message anyone has given you in any context is true. The truth is, you are loved. Breathe out all of the things that you have done in life that have harmed other people. Take in a strong, fresh breath. Don't recite what those things are. Instead, release them. Forgiving yourself for not being perfect, because in this form, we are not perfect. And in the process of forgiving yourself, imagine in your eye, your third eye, which is in the middle of your forehead, for a minute, if you can, all those people that you could have shown love to. And now I want you to start imagining those people walking towards you and you're saying, I love you. I want you to imagine yourself saying, I love you to everyone through your actions. I want to have you imagine yourself through your third eye. Just imagine yourself being gentle. Imagine your heart softening, your eyes softening, so that when you look at others, you see a part of yourself, a divine brother and or sister, a part of God. I want you to imagine yourself acting in a way that shows that you are divine. A way that reaches out to others and invites them in. And today, as you question yourself, as you judge yourself, or as you are tempted to treat others angrily, caught up in the moment of your needs and not seeing how they see the world, which is part of life, I want you to say to yourself the mantra, I am who I am supposed to be. And today, if you don't succeed, I want you to invite into your life now through a positive breath, exhaling all doubt, the invitation from God to remember that each minute can start anew, and that if you're not happy with who you were, that doesn't mean you are not who you were supposed to be now. Call forth the great command, I am. I am enough. I am kind. I am thoughtful. I am considerate. I am reaching out to others in love. May you know peace in the new year and today. And may you embrace your lives with love, happiness, and joy. Breathing in and breathing out. Staying always connected. Remembering the connection is simply